healthy life.
PN toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also connect with us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whatever way works best for you. We're going to go right back to your calls here in a moment. Also, still to come here tonight, maybe a little bit more discussion of transhumanism. There's more to the story from Vice.com about the Russian billionaire with a plan to put you, if you want, into an avatar like you saw in the movie, a robot body perhaps.
Does it have to be blue?
Maybe even a hologram. Well, if it's a hologram, you can color it whatever you want to, I would imagine. But we'll come back into more of that. And then Brett is with us here for the first time officially as a regular weekly co-host. I don't think I made that clear earlier in the show tonight. So welcome to Free Talk Live, Brett.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm thrilled to be here. Like we said earlier, I've been listening since 2006. And this show was a big part of the reason why I came back to New Hampshire and got involved. So
it's funny how everything kind of works around like
yes,
that.
Absolutely. So it's great to be here.
Brett's, of course, from the School Sucks Project, and he's brought in 15 high-performance habits that'll make you successful. I don't know if we'll get to all 15 of them, but we'll try to touch on that as well. Because first we go to the phones and the fun. Mike is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about a couple different things. I think it's a real slap in the face to the and I don't have any sympathy for soldiers. I hate it when people say them boys is fighting for our freedom and stuff like this, but what a slap in the face to the soldiers that were in Iraq, and now Al-Qaeda, according to the news, is controlling Fallujah, and Iraq seems to be falling back in the hands of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just sort of like
How Fallujah has been kind of taken aback that there's been a big changeover in control there.
Yeah, all for nothing, man. I mean, all them soldiers, I know they volunteer for it and stuff, but, man, a lot of American blood was spilled over there and Iraqi blood, all to go back in the hands of Al-Qaeda, if that's true.
I saw a T-shirt one time of Vietnam War, and the T-shirt was worn by a vet, and it said, "When I left, we were winning." And this is so often the case. This is that, certainly the United States of America can put enough boots in the ground that they can drive back the resistance in any given instance. But if people don't want it, it won't be the reality.
And can we get something straight up front here that I think is very important? Who's reporting this story and who's pushing it? Like, who wants this to be inserted into the news cycle from what you've seen so far?
Well, I saw it on Drudge Report had a couple articles on it. And I understand what you're saying about every piece of news, there's an agenda behind it. And you've got to ask yourself, why are they trying to make me think about this in this
right.
particular way? But along with that article was John McCain with a big smile on his face with four Al-Qaeda leaders, according to the caption under the picture. And it's just such a game. It's such a fraud. Everything. I mean, no. How do you even know what's true about what's going on and what is the agenda? Why are the things happening? I don't know. I just think it's really, really sad, man. A lot of people. I mean, the Iraqis were annihilated. That was genocide, as far as I'm concerned, what the Americans did over there.
Sure, and I think we can know the truth if we start by identifying what exists out there. So, the question, whenever I get into these types of conversations with people, I ask, what is Al-Qaeda? But what is Al-Qaeda to you?
To me, Al-Qaeda is like a proxy army for the CIA. That's what I think. I think it's whenever some place needs to be destabilized and our government wants to put somebody in like they did in Iran, they use them as tools to destabilize a country, and then that gives an excuse for the United States to intervene. That's what I think. I don't know. I'm probably wrong.
No, I mean, I think there's some truth to that, and supposedly, and I've seen some good documentation that the origination of the term Al-Qaeda is short for a longer Arabic word, and it refers to a database of foreign fighters that it used to be like if you before 9/11 and before that term was introduced to the vernacular, what people call Al-Qaeda was often referred to as the Red Book, and this was a list of known Islamic extremists, but the Al-Qaeda database is allegedly was something that the CIA started compiling throughout the 1980s of foreign fighters, in other words, people who would join the Mujahideen to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan. And, you know, if they were useful for that and they were pretty efficient, they only had $3 billion and a bunch of 1970s weaponry and they got the job done there, yeah, it's possible that they might have been used somewhere else since then.
Yeah, I heard about that, about the word being translated like that. I think there is probably truth to that. And I know that there's probably other callers. Can I ask about one other thing, too?
I'll go right ahead.
Well, there's this idea about open carry. My home state is Arizona, so maybe I'm a little bit – it's not really a good comparison because there, a lot of people in Arizona open carry. But when I first started doing it, I've been doing it for about 3 weeks now. I used to carry concealed all the time, and I made a decision that I was going to carry open. Mm-hmm. And once you do it for a little while, it becomes so natural and normal that it's like this thing where there's a lot of stuff on YouTube where people get stopped and hassled about open carry. And sure. I don't know what it's like to live in a state like that where the cops do that, but it's nothing in Arizona. And I just,
and you're in Texas though, right? So you haven't been having a problem in Texas?
Well, I'm a truck driver. That's why I'm in Texas right now.
So you're calling from Texas on the road. Gotcha. Is that something that you check out? I mean, when you're on the road, are you still open carrying? Are you very cautious about which states you're traveling to and what the rules are there?
Yeah, I have a CCW, and I have on my iPad the Concealed Carry America, and it keeps an update every week of what the rules are. So every state I go in, I stop at the rest area before, and I make sure I pretty much know now what's happening in each state where I can carry open. Most of the states I travel in have reciprocity with my permit, so I can carry concealed almost all the time. But the only one that I travel through regularly is New Mexico. They do not honor Arizona's concealed carry, but they do allow open carry. But New Mexico is kind of a strange place, and I've seen too much on YouTube about them hassling open carriers, so I don't do it. But
Mike, good luck out there, and drive safe, will you? And thanks for your service, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call tonight. That's 855-450-FREE. Will Walsh, according to NPR.org, got to know this Iraqi city of Fallujah while running across its bridges in the middle of the night under fire looking for IEDs. That was nearly 10 years ago. Last weekend, the former army captain heard the news that Fallujah had fallen again to Al-Qaeda-linked groups. He says, "The question I have to ask myself is, was that effort in vain? Was all the work that we did, all the sacrifice that we had? What is the benefit?"
Now, this is a kind of programming that has been going on for many years now, and it's almost obligatory that when terrorism is brought up anywhere in the world, the phrase with possible ties to Al-Qaeda mm-hmm. has to be added to that news story. So the caller just relayed this information to us that Fallujah had been taken over by Al-Qaeda, but you see how Al-Qaeda linked groups, as it says in that article, and Al-Qaeda have become the same thing? Al-Qaeda is a word tied to 9/11 that has so much emotional momentum, you know, and that's been building over the last 12 years, that as soon as people hear that phrase, I'm not saying this about our previous caller, but a lot of people's critical faculties are just shut off.
It justifies a larger use of force.
Right.
So in terrorism, almost at this point, you don't even have to say Al-Qaeda for terrorism to mean Al-Qaeda.
No, you're right. It's been a nice progression of, you know, at first it was Al-Qaeda, 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 mm-hmm. and now it's terrorism. And now we're kind of seeing a little bit of a transition into domestic terrorism. Mm-hmm. I remember it was 5 years ago at this point when I heard conservative talk radio talking about a white Al-Qaeda that they were very worried about and suspicious of.
What the heck is a white Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. That's what I said.
We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. I'll post the full Fallujah story here on our Facebook, Google Plus, and the Twitter. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got coming up here 15 high-performance habits that'll make you successful. Brett's going to share those with us in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 3rd, 2014. Gold opened this morning at 1230.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1275.86, 637.93 for a half ounce, or 318.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1275.86, 637.93, and 318.97.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. News updates. You can get signed up for emailed updates. We'll give you the most critical information about Free Talk Live via email. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and follow us in whichever way works best for you. If you do the social networks, you'll get even more information than just critical stuff. You'll get posts during the show. You'll get updates. You'll get the show prep that we're talking about. You get links to that. You'll also get questions that we might want to ask you and get your input. So follow us again on your preference over at news.freetalklive.com.
So if you really love coffee, BuzzBox coffee is a great choice, and it's not only because it's top 1% Arabica grade, but because it's completely shade grown, and it is organic, so they don't have the herbicide, they don't use the herbicides, the pesticides, and you know, they keep away the vehicles that are lead burning away from the land, and that's a really great thing. So it's also what they do with the BuzzBox program is that they compensate the farmers that grow it in a – they have a completely different fashion. So they got this co-op from which they buy exclusively. And then when you purchase, 10% of the purchase price goes to finance other people getting microloans to get into the co-op so that more people can break the generational chains of poverty. For me, what I decided, this was a far better system than donating money to some foreign charity that I really didn't have any concept over. I've seen the videos with BuzzBox. I've talked to the people who run the programs, and I have a, you know, a real comfort for myself that BuzzBox cares about what they're doing. I posted today on the Facebook page about BuzzBox, and somebody expressed surprise about the price. And that was my biggest hang up too. BuzzBox, it's basically you get 2 pounds of coffee for $30 in the first go round, and then after that you set up your ongoing subscription. Now we give you a first your first pound's free, and then after that it's 2 pounds, and you've got to set it up on your own as far as how much coffee you drink. I do use about a pound of coffee every 2 weeks, so for me that's the right number.
I'm sorry, that just doesn't seem like a whole lot of money, Mark. I'm no coffee expert, but a quick Google reveals that Starbucks is charging $13 at Staples for 1 pound. So.
That's right. Well, so, but if you buy coffee, like, if you buy Folgers in a big can at the grocery
store, that's not the best of the best coffee.
No, it's not a comparison, and that's the one thing I wanted to address here. This is the best of the best coffee. It's at a commensurate price to other high-end coffees. Right. Maybe even, I mean, if you go to the local coffee roaster in your town, you're liable to spend more, and they don't send it to you.
This arrives in your mailbox.
I don't have to think about coffee anymore. I don't have to spend any time on it that I don't want to spend. If I want to get a little more, a little less, or whatever, I can just change my settings at at the coffee.freetalklive.com is how you go and order, and then once you get an account, you can go in there. But it's coffee.freetalklive.com to get your first pound. Try it out. Sign up for the program. Try it out. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so a little bit more here on the Russian billionaire who's looking to create robot bodies and even hologrammatic avatars down the line. He's got about a 40-year timeline. Actually, I guess only about 30 years, he says. By 2045, we're going to be beyond the robot bodies by 2045. By 2045, you'll have a hologram body. You'll be able to transfer your consciousness, be able to presumably be able to, you know, if you want to go and visit halfway across the world somewhere, you can just teleport essentially through the internet.
Why stop at the world?
Well, right.
So this, like I was saying,
another planet.
Yeah, during the break, I was saying that I would be in for this if we could add to it superluminal travel, so we could go all over the place. If I'm going to live forever,
yeah,
you know, I want to see the galaxies.
The initials of the show is FTL.
Faster than light.
Besides creating, this is from Vice.com, besides creating the technology needed for this kind of evolution, they call this, again, Initiative 2045 is the project. Their website is 2045.com. As a variety of key future projects, beyond trying to start an international social movement, along with a social network called Immortal.me, Itzkov, this is the creator, lists the projects he wants to start. A charity foundation called Global Future 2045, the scientific research Research Center Immortality, a business incubator with no further elaboration, a University of Immortality, and an annual award for contribution to the realization of the Project of Immortality. To help realize these goals is the Global Future Congress, which held its first meeting in Moscow last year. The Congress will meet again in New York City this June, where it promises to unveil the most human-like robot the world has ever seen. Now, they've been busy, by the way, doing robotic technology. Brett, you talked about some of the militaristic robots that are able to walk. It's kind of like dog-looking robots.
These are horrifying.
They are horrifying,
yeah.
And very, very scary. But there's also, you know, very positive robot technology out there as well,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Honda and other companies that made, you know, robots that can run and robots that can maybe jump. I know, I'm not sure about that, but definitely seeing robots running and running upstairs and things like that. Those are very, very possible today. So anyway, they claim they're going to unveil something this June. Conspicuously absent amongst all of Itzkov's writings, as well as among all the scientists, philosophers, and spiritual leaders speaking at this year's conference, are experts on cybersecurity and the internet philosopher types who love pontificating on the effects of connecting the brain to the internet. This is the biggest issue I've found with Itzkov's current model. He has completely ignored our internet obsession. If we could implant the web into our brain and download skills Matrix style, we would. For good or bad, that's an area that can't be ignored. For one, Itzkov would probably get more support if he reached out to Google and tried to incorporate Google Glass into his avatars. Another curious omission is with the groups Itzkov is currently working with. He's focused on transhumanists and philosophers, but as yet, he doesn't seem to have tapped into the hacker world. There are a whole lot of people out there interested in mind hacking, and Initiative 2045 appears to be one of the first broad attempts at driving into that realm. The main antagonist in the groundbreaking anime movie Ghost in the Shell is the hacker known as the Puppet Master, who enters people's cyber brains, wipes their memories, and then uses their bodies for his own specific purposes, like carrying out crimes. This might be some of your concerns,
yes,
Brett.
Yeah.
So, because, one of the concerns here is security, and they're not really addressing that yet, but I'm sure it's something that they're aware of. Since Itzkov is in the habit of being inspired by movies, I'd say Ghost in the Shell is a must-watch for him. It's an important cautionary tale, for even if Itzkov does manage to build the future of his dreams, his immortality won't matter if he loses his identity. As weird and unnecessary as some of Itzkov's initiative's goals come across, his Global Congress conference has managed to attract the who's who of immortality, robotic and cybernetics research, including Google's Director of Engineering, Ray Kurzweil, and the Director of Intelligent Robotics Laboratory, Dr. Hiroshi Ishiguro. Spiritual types like the Archbishop of Ottawa and Lazar Puhalo are speaking as well. Don't get me wrong, there are some practical implications for Itzkov's type of technology. Beyond medical purposes for creating replacement bodies, this type of avatar technology would allow you to work in dangerous environments or perform rescue operations, writes Itzkov on his site. Beyond that, the possibilities a drone body allows for are relatively endless, assuming they'll ever get off the ground. It's pretty exciting. I mean, he's putting together this panel of experts. Ray Kurzweil is world-renowned as an international superstar in the area of transhumanism. This is the guy who has been predicting the singularity, the point at which, I believe, I'm probably going to slightly misdefine it, but the point at which human intelligence is eclipsed by artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence then begins to be able to upgrade itself without the assistance of human programmers. So,
well, I think a singularity is when there's no discernible difference between the human mind. Like, we all become one, I guess.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 453, coming up some tips on how to make you more successful. And you can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, until we get to the point of robot bodies or hologrammatic bodies, you're going to need to have stuff. And eventually, we get to the point of no scarcity whatsoever and replicator machines and, you know, not having the need to take care of ourselves. Because spend all your money now. You won't need stuff in the future, probably. But now, you still need stuff, and you can get it at BitcoinStore.com, at least consumer electronics.
Consumer electronics, more than 500,000 different items ready for immediate shipment at wholesale prices. I know businesses say wholesale prices all the time, but really, at BitcoinStore.com, their mission is for you to be able to purchase things in Bitcoin. They want people to be able to say, oh, yeah, well, you can get a full selection of consumer electronics devices for Bitcoins. And you can. All you have to do is go to BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. And you just provide a shipping address. You pay for your item in Bitcoin. They ship it out to you. You don't even have to have your name on it if you don't want to. Just have it shipped to an address, BitcoinStore.com.
It's great. I've gone there. I've used it. And you should check it out. Free shipping over $100 purchases, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, by the way, before we go on to the 15 high-performance things that Brett has brought in to talk about that will make you successful, we were kind of discussing the singularity a moment ago, and I gave my definition of it based on my understanding. And, Mark, you said that I was incorrect and that you thought that it was basically the point at which everything is one.
I don't know that I went so far as incorrect. I said, I thought.
According to Wikipedia, technological singularity, or simply the singularity, is a hypothetical moment in time when artificial intelligence will have progressed to the point of a greater than human intelligence, radically changing civilization and perhaps human nature. Since the capabilities of such an intelligence may be difficult for a human to comprehend, the technological singularity is often seen as an occurrence beyond which the future course of human history is unpredictable or even unfathomable.
So, it is unfathomable.
Basically, the singularity, as Ray and I believe this Ray Kurzweil has popularized this concept, as I understand it, is essentially when humanity has birthed that which is superior to it, or that which then becomes superior to it. So we're working on artificial intelligence now. There exists some level of it. It's not, you know, not... I guess artificial intelligence has bested humans at chess, so, you know, it's getting better, right?
It beat them in Jeopardy, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So... AI is getting better.
What is wow?
And the question is, you know, at what point will that AI reach the point of being able to no longer need our assistance to improve itself? Because right now, artificial intelligence requires humans to go in and, well, this is wrong. We can do this better. And they edit the code, right?
Yeah.
But eventually, the AI will be so smart, it'll be smarter than humans. And that's the singularity point, because then the AI can upgrade itself. Then the AI can program itself. Then you'll start to see dramatic increases in the speed of the new revisions of the AI at that point, because the AI can focus as much resources as it needs to, and of course it's very fast at doing things. It's not as going to be as subject to as many mistakes as humans.
No,
and
6 days,
right?
No, it'll be regulations,
able to, right? It'll be able to upgrade itself and then upgrade faster and faster and faster. And then where does that lead us to? Hopefully not the machines controlling us like slaves.
Well, yeah, and I think I don't know where Ray Kurzweil stands politically, but he really focuses on the positive aspects of technology. Mm-hmm. And obviously, in a stateless society, I'm for any technological innovation that, you know, makes life better, makes life easier, can potentially make us happier. But I would like to see him do a better job of balancing his enthusiasm for technological development and innovation with the existence of the state, because it's a problem for me. And I do understand, too, that, you know, ignorance breeds fear, right? So because this is so beyond my understanding at this point, because I haven't looked into it that much, it's easy to be afraid when you're in, sure, the dark. So maybe there are safeguards that people, and maybe these concerns that we have, or other people must have them as well, and there must be some conversation going on about this. So I don't mean to sound like a Luddite or...
I think there's a legitimate concerns. Yeah. I share them. I think if the state exists at the time of the singularity, it could be very dangerous. I mean, if you want a Terminator future with murderous machines,
yeah,
that's what's going to create it. If we've eliminated the idea of the state, eliminated the idea of humans being okay, you know, it's like it's okay to just have men and women ruling over others, if that idea is eliminated, then I think we can have a bright future with machines.
Yeah.
So let's talk about success, Brett. You brought in an article from lifehack.org.
Yeah, I love this website, and I love lists. Lists are very popular these days. And obviously, you know, increasing motivation or habit change is a complex psychological process. You know, if it was just as easy as seeing a suggestion online and saying, that's a good idea, I'm going to do that.
Old habits.
Oh, yeah,
hard.
It's complex.
We'd be fixed.
But we love a list anyway.
But the great things about lists is, like, here's a series of suggestions. Maybe they're related, maybe they're not, but they all lead towards this end. And if you can implement one of them or start thinking or incorporate into your thinking one of these things, you might be better for it.
You're
tomorrow.
Better off, absolutely.
Yeah. So there's 15 here, and the first one is measure success in happiness rather than wealth. And there's a little blurb about each. The modern generation of employees are increasingly motivated by factors other than wealth, with job satisfaction, benefits, and empowerment all key considerations. This also represents a shift in the way that people measure their success, as defining it in pounds and pence or dollars and cents rather than, only leads you to consistently chase a higher amount without ever achieving true satisfaction. I think I found this to be true at one point in my career. I felt like, you know, that was the determinant of success, was how much money you made.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's at least quantifiable, right?
Yeah. But I think that most people, at least from my experience, most people are not doing things that they're really excited about. So they don't often have another way to measure success. All the money is all that it is.
Well, what good is it, right? Like, if you've got a bunch of money, it doesn't eliminate your problems, as many rich people have discovered. They still have all kinds of problems, even though they've got money. In fact, money can bring problems as well. You know, problems you didn't have previously. Now you've got to secure the money. Now you've got to deal with bodyguards or whatever, and there's issues there. So money is not the solving of all your problems. But if you can be happy and have less money, wouldn't that be worth it?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, too, about money often increasing problems, especially if you don't have a stable emotional foundation to begin with. And people often think about money as something that will fix their problems. What I found is that, alcohol, hallucinogens, and money are three things that people will often think might make them do a 180.
Mm.
It's usually just an accelerator on whatever road you're already traveling down.
Wherever you go, there you are, right? Whether it's you with a bunch of money or you without a lot of money, if you've got problems, then they're just going to continue to manifest.
Yeah, absolutely. So we move on to number two, challenge yourself to do hard things. You cannot succeed in life without first achieving personal growth, which demands a willingness to accept and overcome difficult challenges. It is only through overcoming obstacles that we are able to learn and develop critical life skills.
It's so true. You know, we can tell you how to change your life, but if you don't discover it for yourself, it's just not going to be as meaningful to you. It's easy to look at somebody who hasn't had experience in a certain area and, you know, give them the rundown. Here you go, kid. This is what you do. But you can tell people over and over again the way things are, but if they don't learn it for themselves, if they don't experience it themselves, it's just not going to have the same value to them. It won't matter.
Yeah, I think one thing that's generating a lot of resentment in our society is this idea of the welfare queen. So people who are kind of living in this decadence on somebody else's money. But I think it's very easy for that to happen. It's very easy to live almost a reckless lifestyle.
Sure, especially if someone else is picking up the bill.
If you don't feel like you earned it. You guys had Jeffrey Tucker on your show, and then I talked to him right after that last Friday, and he was saying, you know, this caricature we have of the rich, how they live, and the poor, and how they live, it's really reversed. Like, the rich are actually very penurious and careful with their money, and the poor are poor because they live recklessly.
That's true.
And I would say there's a kind of rich people who live recklessly, maybe if they're pump and dumpers like the Wolf of Wall Street, and poor who live recklessly if they're on welfare. But the common denominator is they didn't earn their money, and they know it.
We'll come back with more of these things, the 15 high-performance habits that will make you successful. Brett's going to share some more, and you're welcome to share your input as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
There's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll be lucky if we get through half of the 15 high-performance habits that will make you successful. Of course, we'll post the full list for you on our Google+, Twitter, and Facebook here in a moment. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Brett.
And Mark.
Brett's here, courtesy of his radio show, The School Sucks Project. You can go to School Sucks Project. com to download that. And we're going to go back to your calls as well. You're welcome to add your thoughts into this discussion about being more successful. What habits do you have in order to be better at success? So you can chime in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can join us online if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. We're doing a matching fundraiser for the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $5 a month to Free Talk Live. We invest that in the show, use that money to get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and it's worth $5 a month, please go to the AMP program page on our website. It's amp.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up with PayPal. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We also accept Bitcoin, but not for AMP. Bitcoin is just a tip jar thing. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But what's happening is every month we've got some matching contributors, about six people, have totaled up 950 U.S. dollars worth of contributions that they're willing to match every month. Now, we're close to our goal. We're at around $900 that we've raised over the last $900 per month that we've raised over the last couple months, about 2.5-3 months now that we've been doing this. So I'd like to reach that 950, because right now we're filling the gap in. We get one-time contributions. We get the Bitcoin tip jars. So this is filling in the gap to get us to that 950, but I'd like to be able to just say we've made it to $950 per month in contributions, because all of that's being matched. So if you were to become a Free Talk Live amplifier tonight for $5 a month, it'd be like giving $10 a month, because somebody else is going to kick in the other $5. So please, go and become an amplifier if you haven't yet done so. It really helps us out, helps bring new stations on board, and introduce new people to the ideas of freedom. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Helen is in Ithaca listening to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Oh, hi. I know you didn't get through your... Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you're keeping warm up there. We're trying to do it here, too. So, 15 tips. I don't think one of them was buy lottery tickets, right?
No, definitely not a tip for success, buying lottery tickets.
No, because when you were talking about happiness and money, it reminded me of when I was bartending in Chicago, which is where I'm really from. I'm just came here for college. But I was bartending over this weekend when all these lottery winners, I guess maybe it's these vultures who are these people who are into real estate development and financial counseling and stuff. They wanted to just prey on these people. So they had all these lottery winners come in for this weekend. And it was the weirdest, craziest weekend I have ever seen in a place, because I was bartending, but I felt like more I was doing adult daycare, because you can give someone money, but you can't give them intelligence, class, charisma. I mean, it's like these people were getting drunk and fighting, and just like the nuttiest. I'm like, well,
sounds like it'd be a great reality show.
Lottery winners, put a bunch of lottery winners in a house together.
Yeah.
Well, this just it reinforces the point that I was making in the last segment, where people who haven't earned their money tend to squander it.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly not like people who really work hard and build something from the ground up. And the tip that was related to was challenge yourself to do hard things. And I think whatever standard of living you have, it's much more rewarding when you earned it for yourself through hard work and
What it's worth.
Yeah, that's the case. Overcoming failure, bouncing back, that counts for a lot.
Except there are some wealthy people, like I know you might not agree with me, but someone like FDR or the Kennedys, they came from wealthy families and they worked to help the poor.
I think John F. Kennedy was a good guy. FDR was not. FDR was, I could point you at some resources, but FDR was an absolute tool.
What's one resource?
There's a great book by Murray Rothbard called Wall Street Banks and American Foreign Policy. And
there's a good book called The New Deal. I've got it in my hands right now by Michael Hilsnick. And it has great reviews by just about every literary person, and I'm halfway through it, and I admire FDR.
FDR is one of the most romanticized political figures in history.
I'm not that naive.
I hope you'll also balance whatever you're reading in that book with Wall Street Banks and American Foreign Policy by Murray Rothbard.
Thanks, Helen, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I think people look at FDR as the savior of the poor because he was instrumental in creating certain social programs, right?
Well, at the same time, across the Atlantic Ocean, actually in Central Europe, they were looking over here, and the they I'm speaking of was Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi minister of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very impressed with the FDR administration because, what Goebbels said was, wow, look at this guy. He just invents the legend of himself in the moment. He's not waiting for history to tell some great story about him apologetically later on. He is, you know, he's doing these fireside chats, and the Nazis were actually really inspired by FDR's management of the public in the United States. It was one of the most effective periods of propaganda, and you see that it obviously had a lot of staying power because people still believe that FDR was like the greatest president today. He was FDR, Wilson, Johnson, and Lincoln were probably the four most damaging, as far as the long-term impact, four most damaging presidents this country had.
So, what FDR, of course, you know, what was it, Social Security that was created under his administration?
Yeah.
And people look at that and they feel like, well, this is a big accomplishment. I mean, he's helping people save for retirement. Brent, what do you say to that?
Well, I say that that's, and I'm talking about him as being a tool of Wall Street. And what does Social Security compel people to do? It's 15% of everyone's income to go sloshing around in the stock market. You know, so
it's, how's it going in the stock market?
Because all that money is invested. It's not put in the lockbox that Al Gore spoke of.
Okay.
You know, so you're losing.
They're investing it? I thought they're just spending it on the government budget.
Well, no, it's not exactly that simple. Like the government gets the money and then they can spend it. They can borrow against it. But most of the money that is the 15% that is potential pay that comes out of, you know, the employer 7.5, the employees 7.5, most of that money winds up being invested. So that money is put to work for people on Wall Street.
And frankly, the whatever returns they might get don't come back to the Social Security, the people that put the money in, because you get your return on Social Security is usually about 1% on average. Social Security also is sexist, racist, and classist. I mean, you got to ask yourself who lives longer, rich people or poor people, black people or white people, males or females, and you find pretty quickly that there are three black males dying early and working hard to support one rich white woman for every person on Social Security.
Yep.
I don't know where that cash register sound effect is coming from, by the way.
It just shows up.
It's happened a few times now. It must be some website that I've got open. So I apologize about that. Back to your
But of
story.
Course, you know, of course, we should say that, you know, wanting to help old people in a time in their life when they need it most is a good thing. Compelling people to give up 15% of their income, you know, forcing people to do that, stealing that money from people, that's something else. Like, obviously, it's nice to help people. You know, we don't want old people to suffer. We don't want old people to die in poverty. We also don't want theft, you know, so I think it's Social Security just has this meaning that, how can you be against old people? It's more complicated than that.
Yeah, well, people don't want to see the gun in the room. They don't want to see the theft. They don't want to realize that had they been supporting Social Security this whole time, that they've actually been supporting theft. I mean, who would want to come to the conclusion that, oh, crap, I've been supporting theft this whole time that I've been alive? Well, that's a pretty tough thing to come to grips with.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I didn't mean to get hung up on the FDR thing, but I think the presidents that especially, like, people on the left romanticize in this country, Johnson, Wilson, and FDR, the decisions of those three men are responsible for putting about 10 million innocent people in their graves, you know? And
I'd like to say, in defense of Wilson on this one, the Republicans were pushing really hard for that war.
Yeah, Wilson was also kind of a naive academic who was, you know, had advisors who were telling him what to do.
Yeah, I mean, and the elite, the rich liberals in the country at the time, I mean, this was, you know, the rise of socialism. Yeah, they were for it, too.
All right, we're done for tonight. Back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snorting!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yeah!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold. Use as directed.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.